From concerts to holiday celebrations, the pandemic put a pause on many traditions for students and their families, including the somewhat trivial, yet nevertheless important pastime of vacationing for break. After a year of staying home with family and remaining socially distanced with friends, several UHigh students took the opportunity of a lull in COVID-19 cases and optimistic news surrounding vaccinations to plan safe travels for themselves and their families over spring break. For sophomore Lauren Tapper, whose family traveled to a house in Michigan with friends, a change in scenery and mix-up of routine were just enough of an allure to travel over break.
It was really my dad that had the idea and really wanted to get out of the city. And I think we're all so used to living in this one house and not really leaving and doing everything virtually that we've all gotten so used to it and really needed that push to, you know, leave the house and go to a different place and actually have a vacation. And so once he pushed and encouraged it, we pretty much all got on board and decided it would be a good idea to change up the scenery a bit.
Junior Katie Baffa was also desperate to get out of her routine and leave Chicago. To avoid the big crowds, Katie's family arranged their first trip since the advent of the virus to the panhandle of Florida, which was less warm and therefore less touristic than other parts of the state.
We wanted to think of it as pretty much an opportunity to sort of self-quarantine, but in nicer weather. So we purposely rented a house with a lot of outdoor space so we could pretty much just stay on our own private property.
Although Lauren's parents were vaccinated, it did not change how they behaved while traveling. Even still, according to Lauren, their vaccination made the family comfortable enough to let her friends travel with them, something she had not done since the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah, it really hasn't changed much, especially because so many people aren't vaccinated and there's still this level of responsibility that we have to have. They definitely would not have allowed us to bring friends, even though we got tested, if they hadn't been vaccinated. So they definitely have this huge sense of relief and safety that they have now that they're vaccinated.
For both Lauren and Katie, the most unique experiences often stemmed from things they would have never done if not for the pandemic. For Katie, one of the most interesting and unexpected pleasures of her trip was the two-day, 16-hour drive to her Airbnb.
Family, we've never done a big road trip like that before. And especially having, I guess, 6 total family members, if you include the 2 dogs in the car, it was definitely a bit daunting to think about. But then when we actually did it, it was fine. I had some schoolwork to do, so I pretty much just plowed through that. And I would say, honestly, it was pretty fun, just like getting to drive through all of these southern states that I hadn't really ever visited before.
Regardless of coronavirus restrictions, this spring break marked the restarting of old travel habits for many families, satisfying their itch.
It was nice to finally be able to sort of ease back into traveling as safely as we could.
Reporting for the UHigh Midway, this has been Burke Otto.